Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. As I'm recording this episode, I am anxiously awaiting the first preseason baseball game of my beloved Philadelphia Phillies. Despite what the pundits believe, when the season begins, there's always high hopes for a successful run into October. If only I could wish it so. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we'll hear some classic and new songs about America's pastime. We opened the program with Take Me Out to the Ball Game from Jacqueline Schwab from the soundtrack to the Ken Burns baseball documentary. The recording is on Nonesuch Records. We'll open with the late Artie Traum and Pat Alger from their CD On Rounder, From the Heart. We'll hear The Home Run Kid. It takes me back to my junior high school days when I hit a game-winning home run in front of the whole school to win the All-Star Game. Let's all put aside the Astros sign-stealing scandal and enter the season with wishes for a great one. It's Batter Up on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Top of the ninth, things were looking pretty bad. The team was down, everyone was sad. I was getting nervous as I stepped up to the plate. He threw a curve, and I had to take the bait. Wind up delivery, I swung, and I knew that I'd connected right. I hit that ball so far, it looked like a shooting star, and I became the hero of the night. I was the home run kid. Running on home was all I did. That was all I did. Now, I don't like to boast. I always tell the truth. For a moment there, I thought I was Babe Ruth. Well, I watched that baseball go like it was a UFO. And I tell you now that it even hit the roof. I was the home run kid. Everybody watched me, but running on home was all I did. Yeah, it was all I did. Thank you. in the same old place. Well, the game's been won and the lights are down, but I'm sitting all alone. There's nothing left to do but to run on home. 'Cause I'm the home, the home run kid. Everybody watch me, but running on home was all I did. That was all I did, just running on home, just running on home, just running on home, just running on home.
Play baseball in high school. I led my team in home runs. I laughed when the coach said I'd make the pros. I was just playing for fun. Now sometimes I'm watching a game on TV and I wonder if my coach was right. Right about me. Who knows if I'd chosen another path, I could be swinging a big league bat. Who knows, maybe I'd play in an all-star game, hit my way in Hall of Fame. Who knows? And I used to own part of a business, one that was just starting out. It was sink or swim, but its ship came in right after I sold out. Sometimes I'm counting the pennies I've saved, and I think about how I almost had it made. Who knows if I'd chosen another path, my new Mercedes could be parked out back. Who knows, I might own a home on the coast of Spain, fly over there in my private plane. Who knows? When life's road you can't turn back, it's hard to know right track. And I never really had a clue till I took the road that took me to you. Now sometimes my memory wanders to crossroads I have been through, but it never rains on memory lane. The future looks so bright with you, and each night in bed as I'm holding you near, I'm thankful the road that I brought me here. Who knows if I'd chosen another path, would I be here now looking back? Who knows, Maybe I'd wonder what true love was with you. I'm one of the lucky ones who knows. I know with you, I'm one of the lucky ones with you. I'm one of the lucky ones with you. I'm one of the lucky ones who knows.
Own right with a grand story to tell. He hit more home runs than any minor leaguer ever did. It took dedication, heart and soul, and a ton of grit. He just kept playing cause he loved it, living out his dream, playing baseball for a living ever since he was 18. The years flew by just like the wind. He never lost that thirst. Becoming minor league home run king was a blessing and a curse. It started out in Macon, young Mike just had no fear. 1997, he hit 21 that year. Danville, Greenville, and Myrtle Beach along the way. The homers kept it coming on the road to AAA. He just kept playing cause he loved it, living out his dream, playing baseball for a living ever since he was 18. The years flew by just like the wind. He never lost that thirst. Becoming minor league home run king was a blessing. Still in AAA. And then 31 and 32, the time just slipped away. He played in Mexico and Japan, Venezuela too. 16 teams in 20 years till finally he was through. The answer is yes. He had cups of coffee with the Braves, the Tigers, and the Mets. 14 big league homers, 5 seasons in the show. With little luck, he might have stuck. I guess we'll never know. He just kept playing cause he loved it, living out his dream, playing baseball for a living ever since he was 18. Years flew by just like the wind. He never lost that thirst. Becoming minor league home run king was a blessing and a curse.
We're celebrating the baseball season this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and that was Howie Newman. He's a songwriter from up in Boston, and a song all about Mike Hessman, the minor league home run king, the ballad of Mike Hessman. The recording is called When You're Happy. That's on Major League Records from Howie Newman. And before that, from J.C. Coe and his recording The Far Ends, we heard Who Knows, just about how your life might have been if things just went a little bit differently. That's on Honest to Goodness Music from J.C. Coe. And we let off that set with Artie Traum and Pat Alger and the Home Run Kid from the Heart on Rounder Records from back in 1980, Artie and Pat. We're going to lead off this next set with Trett Fury from her recording Roses in November and Lessons from Home Plate on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. ¶¶
was so cool. First in the family to high school. He'd never rest till he aced each test. But baseball was his golden rule. My father loved the game. A big town hero with small town fame. He'd block the plate, seal the runner's fate. Baseball was his middle name. Keep your eye on the ball. Keep your feet firmly planted. Take that swing when the pitch feels right. Trust your instincts, trust your truth. Hit that ball just like Babe Ruth. My father taught us lessons from home plate. My daddy was so neat, and his temperament was soft and sweet. A boy well groomed, the girls would swoon, his dapper ways and dancing feet. Out in the Chevrolet, off to the dance the band would play. He'd spin and twirl those pretty girls, and he'd dance a swing to the light of day. Your ear to the beat, keep your feet firmly planted. Take that dance when the song feels right. Trust your instincts, trust the air. Swing that date like Fred Astaire. My father taught us lessons from home plate.
Costello, I'm going to New York with you. You know, Bucky Harris, the Yanks manager, gave me a job as coach for as long as you're on the team.
Look, Abbott, if you're the coach, you must know all the players.
I certainly do.
Well, you know, I never met the guys, so you'll have to tell me their names, and then I'll know who's playing on the team.
Oh, I'll tell you their names, but you know, strange it may seem, they give these ball players nowadays very peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Strange names, pet names, like Dizzy Dean and...
His brother Daffy.
Daffy Dean.
I'm their French cousin.
French?
Gouffet.
Gouffet Dean, oh, I see. Well, let's see, we have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know is on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You're going to be the coach, too?
Yes.
And you know the fellow's name?
Well, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy playing
who
first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell
that's
me.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Look, you got a first baseman?
Certainly.
Who's playing first?
That's right.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it.
All I'm trying to find out is the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy that gets the
that's
money.
That's it.
Who gets the money on
he
first?
He does, every dollar. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Look, all I want to know is when you sign up the first baseman, how does he sign his name to
who?
The contract? The guy.
Who?
How does he sign his
that's
name?
That's how he signs it.
Who?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base.
No, what is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
Well, don't change the players.
I'm not changing nobody.
Take it easy, buddy.
I'm only asking you, who's the guy on first base?
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, what's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Oh, he's on third. We're not talking about him. Now, let's begin.
Now, how did I get on third base?
Why, you mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again. Will you stay on third base and don't go off it?
All right, what do you want to know?
Now, who's playing third base?
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
What am I putting on third?
What is on second?
You don't want who on second?
Who is on first?
I don't know. Third base! You got outfield?
Sure.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I just thought I'd ask.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Then tell me who's playing left field.
Who is playing first?
I'm not. Stay out of the infield. I want to know what's the guy's name in left field.
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base. And the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field.
Me, this field. Look, you got a pitcher on the team.
Sure.
The pitcher's name.
Tamara.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you,
then
man.
Go ahead.
Tamara.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you're going to tell me who's pitching?
Now listen, who is not pitching?
I'll break your arm, you say, who's on first. I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
Got a catcher?
Certainly.
The catcher's name.
Today.
And tomorrow's pitcher.
Now you've got it.
All we got is a couple of days on the team. You know, I'm a catcher, too.
So they tell me.
I get behind the plate, do some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team, and a heavy hitter gets up.
Yes.
Now, the heavy hitter bunts the ball. When he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Just to throw the ball to first base.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to get it. Now, who has it?
Naturally.
Who?
Naturally.
Naturally?
Naturally.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
No, you don't. You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's different.
That's what I said.
You're not saying that.
I throw the ball to naturally.
You throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
That's what I said.
Listen, you ask me.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Now you ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's
same
it.
As you.
Don't change him around.
Same as you.
Go ahead, now get it over.
I throw the ball to who? Whoever it is drops the ball and the guy runs a second.
Yes.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to, I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
What?
I said I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
I'm an idiot. Come on.
Odds are on the odds on favorites. They can kill you with a murderer's row. They got a young phenom calling home to mom, saying, watch, I'm gonna put on a show. They can hit for power, they can steal a base. They got a crafty skipper with a poker face. They're gonna race away with a pennant race. A couple of breaks, we might take fourth place. A couple of breaks. All's well that ends well. Round here things don't end well. But we're tied for first with a whole summer left to play. The fall breaks kind for the lucky ones. Winter comes even to the champions. Keep the aftermath and the epitaph. Give me opening day. Been coming since before I remember. I seen the pictures to prove that it's so. The season's design will knock your heart out of line and lay it on you till you're laying low. I have seen more big names than you could name. I seen a whole lot of dreams when they pull up lame. Sad September, that's a crying shame. Won't you take me out to the new ball game? All's well that ends well. Around here things don't end well. But we're tied for first with a whole summer left to play. The fall breaks kind for the lucky ones. Winter comes even to the champions. Keep the aftermath and the epitaph. Give me opening day. Know when it feels like summer in the springtime. Like morning in the afternoon. We are weak up the middle, dull at the corners, and the dog days that come too soon. Too soon. guess my father was the first to teach me that my mother never understood, that it is not fair, the deal ain't square, all you can do is just to try to make good. You know the players will always change, mostly the uniforms stay the same. Put your picture in a pretty frame, pass the mustard, share the blame, pass the mustard. All's well that ends well, round here things don't end well. But we're tied for first with the whole summer left to play. The fall breaks kind for the lucky ones, winter comes even to the champions. Keep the aftermath and the epitaph, give me opening day, give me opening day, give me opening day.
I remember Bill Buckner put tears in my father's eyes. Pretty sure that's the first time I ever saw him cry. He had $100 on the game. The win was 60 years in the wait. And poor Bill went from hero to villain in a moment's time. Dad and his buddies popped the cork before the game was done. When the ball rolled through Bill's legs, everybody in the place was stunned. The champagne bottles shined underneath the bright neon sign, and they drank themselves blind until the night after the Mets had won. So close, so close, so close, you can feel the heat of the wind. Then you're right back out in the cold again. Now Dad's had a job that he hates for 30 years, and one day he's gonna tell them all where they can go, he swears. But opportunity came for him, and his own fears did him in. And his chances blew away in the wind and disappeared. So close, so close, so close, you can feel the heat of the wind. But then you're right back out in the cold again. One number off and one horse behind. Overall, life hasn't been so unkind. But when you're young and full of fight, you look ahead and see your name in lights. And in the end, you're just happy for a warm place to sleep at night. Twenty years later, and the Sox finally broke the curse. One opening day, Bill Buckner came and pitched the first. The crowd stood and cheered from gate to gate, not a dry eye in the place. There's not a soul on this earth that had a ball roll through their legs. So close, so close, so close, you can feel the heat of the wind. Then you're right back out in the cold again. Yeah, you're right back out in the cold. You're right back.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2009. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD Baseball, a film by Ken Burns, on Elektra Nonesuch Records, and we just heard Take Me Out to the Ball Game, performed by George Rabbi on the trumpet. And before that, we heard from Danielle Miraglia from her recording Glory Junkies and Heat of the Wind, all about Bill Buckner. That's on her own record label. And before that, we heard from Peter Cooper, and the title track of his recording Opening Day on Red Beat Records. And before that, we heard Who's On First from Abbott and Costello from about 1945 or so. That's from Baseball's Greatest Hits on Rhino Records. And we let off that set with Trett Fury from her recording Roses in November and Lessons from Home Plate. That's on Tomboy Girl Records. We're going to lead off this next set with Carolyn Spence from her recording Spades and Roses and a song called Softball on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Even when grow up, I want to be a tree. Want to make my home with the birds and the bees and the squirrels. They can count on me when I grow up to be a tree. I'll let my joints get stiff, put my feet in the ground, take the winters off and settle down. Keep my clothes till they turn brown. When I grow up, I'm gonna settle down. And I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, reach for the sky. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach. Green. If the dogs come by, I'm gonna get real mean. On windy days, I'll bend and lean. When I grow up, I'm gonna get real green. If I should fall in storm or slumber, please don't turn me into lumber. I'd rather be a Louisville slugger.
Splinter cheeks, Johnson to cheer, a utility player for his whole career. He ate sunflower seeds and he chewed bubble gum, and he always made sure to save the other guys some. He put his uniform on every day, sat in the dugout and shouted hooray. He would sign autographs after the game. Nobody ever had heard of the name. +52 consecutive games, all the bubbles he blew. Not one single inning did he ever play. He worked hard to keep himself out of the way. World Series, and he got his ring. He got sprayed with champagne, it was the craziest thing. He got to ride in the next day's parade. A full share of the World Series pot he was paid. Now, in case you might wonder, and most people would, they kept him around because he was good. He'd always move over with excellent form. The spot that he vacated always was warm. Splendid cheeks one time was sent out on deck. A streak on the line, his nerves were a wreck. The batter ahead of him made the last out. Way to go, Splinter Cheeks, nobody shouted. Johnson was always prepared, quick to react if trouble should flare. He was always willing to take one for the team from a secret stash of hemorrhoid cream. But Splinter Cheeks Johnson's body wore out. It was sad to see, but there was no doubt about it. He'd start to lose steam by the top of the fifth. His eyelids got heavy and his posture would drift. Cheeks Johnson was taking a nap. He covered his eyes with the bill of his cap. Murderous foul ball bounced off his head. They carried him out. Splinter Cheeks, he was dead. Splinter Cheeks Johnson baseball card set. A nickel is probably the most he could get. He had no statistics to put on the backs, not even any interesting facts. You count on Splinter Cheeks Johnson to cheer a utility player for his whole career. He ate sunflower seeds and he chewed bubble gum, and he made sure to save all the other guys some.
Designated hitter has five commercial deals. The pitcher charges $20, autograph and ball. A big guy in the skybox claims the overall. But there's a real game down on the corner in a vacant lot that the kids cleaned up, with a ball in a bag and a hand-me-down glove. There's a real game, that's the game I love. That stadium they're building, the crowd's already seen. The distance is perfect and the grass is painted green. Television cameras standing slick and tall capture every replay, each $1 million fall. But there's a real game down on the corner in a vacant lot that the kids cleaned up, with a ball in a bag and a hand-me-down glove. There's a real game, that's the game I love. Like Hank did. Look at that kid. He slides like Pete. Look at that kid. He throws like Nolan. Look at that kid. He looks like Chooch.
Two, three, four. By the shores of old Lake Michigan, where the hawk wind blows so cold, an old Cub fan lay dying. In his midnight hour, the toll. Round his bed, his friends had all gathered. They knew his time was short. And on his head, they put this bright blue cap from his all-time favorite sport. Told him it's late, it's getting dark in here, and I know it's time to go. But before I leave the lineup, boys, there's just one thing that I'd like to know. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free, and the doormat of the National League. Told his friends, you know the law of averages says anything will happen that can. That's what it says. But the last time the Cubs won a National League pennant was the year we dropped the bomb on Japan. The Cubs made me a criminal, sent me down a wayward path. They stole my youth from me, that's the truth. I'd forsake my teachers to go sit in the bleachers in flagrant truancy. And then one thing led to another, and soon I discovered alcohol, gambling, dope, football, hockey, lacrosse, tennis. But what do you expect when you raise up a young boy's hopes and then just crush them like so many paper beer cups, year after year after year, after year after year after year after year after year, till those hopes are just so much popcorn for the pigeons beneath the L tracks to eat. Said, you know, I'll never see Wrigley Field anymore before my eternal rest. So if you have your pencils and your scorecards ready, I'll read you my last request. He said, give me a doubleheader funeral in Wrigley Field on some sunny weekend day, no lights. Have the organ play the national anthem. And then a little na-na-na-na, hey, 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 goodbye. Make six bullpen pitchers carry my coffin, and six groundskeepers clear my path. Have the umpires bark me out at every base in all their holy wrath. It's a beautiful day for a funeral. Hey, Ernie, let's play. play too. Somebody go get Jack Brickhouse to come back and conduct just one more interview. Have the Cubbies run right out into the middle of the field. Have Keith Moreland drop a routine fly. Give everybody two bags of peanuts and a frosty malt, and I'll be ready to die. Build a big fire on home plate out of your Louisville Slugger baseball bats and toss my coffin in. Let my ashes blow in a beautiful snow from the prevailing 30-mile-an-hour southwest wind. And when my last remains go flying over the left field wall, we'll bid the bleacher bums adieu. And I will come to my final resting place out on Waveland Avenue. The Dying Man's friends told him to cut it out. They said, stop it, that's an awful shame. He whispered, don't cry, we'll meet by and by near the Heavenly Hall of Fame. He said, I've got season's tickets to watch the Angels now. So it's just what I'm gonna do. He said, but you, the living, you're stuck here with the Cubs. So it's me that feels sorry for you. And he said, oh, play that Lonesome Losers tune. That's the one I like the best. Closed his eyes and slipped away. Well, Scotty, it was the Dying Cub fans' last request, so here it is. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? The Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground. When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free and the doormat of the National League. You
knew I'd play it, a Dying Cub fan's last request from Steve Goodman. It's on Red Pajamas Records. Hope you've enjoyed our program this week of baseball songs. I'm going to go upstairs and listen to the Phils. Before that, we heard from Norman and Nancy Blake from back home in Sulphur Springs and their take on the Star-Spangled Banner. That's on Plectrophone Records. And before that, a tune from Craig Bickert that I truly love, mentioning Carlos Ruiz, otherwise known as Chooch. It's called The Real Game, recorded live at Sellersville Theater. That's on Stone Barn Records from Craig. And before that, a man who's written countless baseball songs, Chuck Brodsky, from his recording Telltale Heart and Splinter Cheeks Johnson. That's on his own record label. And before that, John Gorka recorded the album I Know back in Nashville in 1985 and then re-recorded it once again, because he wasn't happy with it, but he released it a couple of years back. We heard Branching Out from John Gorka and his recording Before Beginning on Red House Records, and we let off that set with Carolyn Spence and Softball from her recording Spades and Roses. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2009.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening. All over this land I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning. I'd red ring of love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
If I had a song,
if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out.